听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoy watching wildlife, you'll be interested to know that safaris aren't just adventures to be had in warm weather climates. Today, the idea of going on a safari to places with lots of ice and snow is becoming more and more popular. Yesterday, we went looking for wildlife in the mountains of India. We went to Antarctica and to the island of South Georgia. Where are we going today? Let's head north to the Arctic. Our lesson today starts on page 21. Join us as we read.
Winter Safaris. For another ice adventure, this time in the Arctic, Natural Habitat Adventures offers a trip to Canada's Magdalen Islands and the surrounding ice floes. Travelers fly in by helicopter to spend time among the 250,000 harpsils that have migrated from Greenland to bear their young. For centuries, harpsil babies have been hunted for their white pelts. But now, ecotourism is helping to protect the babies. Other activities on the trip include snowshoeing and dog sled trips. What could be more exhilarating than viewing the king of the Arctic in the wild?
Hi friends, welcome. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and you are joining us now for our second day of the Winter Safaris article. Yesterday, we traveled to India to learn about a very special safari that's taken to try to discover elusive snow leopards. And then we ended up in Antarctica learning about another exciting winter safari that takes place in the southernmost continent of the world where people can view animals like penguins. And it's very exciting. Well, today we have some other trips to tell you about. Let's get started. With this first one, we have another ice adventure, Chip.
Okay, it's another cold, a cold adventure that does feel like winter, just talking about it. So yesterday we left off in Antarctica, in the southernmost point of the world, and now we're going to go to the opposite end of the world, in the Arctic, so the northernmost area. And our article says that for another ice adventure, this time in the Arctic, and the Arctic is the area in the northernmost part of the world that's usually covered with ice. It's actually an ocean which freezes in the winter, and it covers the top with ice.
And we learn about another company that arranges these safaris for people. It's called the Natural Habitat Adventures, Arctic Natural Habitat Adventures, and they offer a trip to Canada's Magdalen Islands and the surrounding ice floes. Now, this all takes place in the Arctic. There are parts of Canada that reach into the Arctic, so we're in this very cold area, and we have ice flows. And an ice floe is just a very, very large sheet of ice that floats on top of the water. So, very cold, as you can imagine. How do people get to these ice flows?
Well, of course, there are not airports on these ice flows, so you cannot fly a plane and land a plane on these ice flows, but you can fly in by way of a helicopter. So our article says that travelers fly in by helicopter to spend time among the 250,000 harp seals that have migrated from Greenland to bear their young. Now, often when we talk about people moving from one country to another, we usually use the word immigrate. And you can actually use the word migrate in talking about people moving. But usually when we use the word migrate, we're talking about animals. And we're talking about animals that move during the year, and they usually have some kind of seasonal move, maybe from north to south or south to north.
So 250,000 of these harp seals have migrated from Greenland to bear their young. Now, Greenland is the world's largest island. It, again, is located in the Arctic. It's very cold, but these harp seals go all the way to the Magdalen Islands to bear their young. That means to give birth to babies. But actually, something very sad has been happening for many centuries, Chip, with these harp seals.
Indeed, yeah. For centuries, for hundreds of years, harp seal babies have been hunted for their white pelts. Now, a pelt is an animal's skin, usually that has fur or hair still on it. And actually, these harp seal babies have very soft white pelts, so they're very good to the touch, and they're very comfortable. So these pelts would probably be used for coats and maybe other types of clothing or other kinds of things.
So many of these seals have been killed over the centuries, but now we have good news. Ecotourism is helping to protect the babies. That means that it is no longer very easy for people to go in and hunt. There is protection for these harp seal babies. Now, other activities on the trip include snowshoeing and dog sled trips. Now, both of these sound very fun to me. Snowshoeing would be where you wear special kind of shoes on your boots mm-hmm. that allow you to walk on top of the snow so you don't sink in. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier to walk on snow. What about a dog sled, though?
Well, in a dog sledding trip, you would actually be riding in a sled that is pulled by a team of dogs. So it would be it would be much faster than snowshoeing, than traveling on snowshoes. So what could be more exhilarating than viewing the king of the Arctic in the wild? Now, first, let's take a look at that word exhilarating. If something is exhilarating, that means that it gives you a very fresh feeling. It gives you a lot of energy. And actually, cold air can be a little exhilarating. And when you move into a cold wind, you feel very fresh and alive. So what could be more exhilarating than viewing the king of the Arctic in the wild?
Well, we are going to go to the chat room right now and take a break. But when we come back, we are going to find out exactly who this king of the Arctic is. And in the meantime, you can look at some of the nice pictures on page 21 and see some of those harp seals and a dog sled and enjoy those until we're back.
Okay, Yvonne, let's go sledding tomorrow. There's plenty of snow on the ground, and I don't want to work at the library tomorrow. Okay, I'll see you at the top of the hill. Bye.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Ken.
I overheard you talking on the phone just now, so you're going sledding tomorrow?
Yeah, Yvonne and I are going sledding together. Do you want to join us?
Sure, but I don't have a dog.
What? Ken, you don't have to have a dog to go sledding.
You don't, but how would you move forward without dogs pulling your sled?
Oh, Ken, you're thinking of a dog sled. They're very different. That's pulled by dogs. Yvonne and I don't need to be pulled by dogs. When we go sledding, we get in the sled and we go down the hill.
So you don't need dogs for that?
No. We'll be riding a sled, not a dog sled.
Oh, a sled. But wait, don't you need a horse then?
Oh, Ken, now you're thinking of a sleigh. S-L-E-I-G-H. A sleigh is a much larger vehicle with seats for passengers and is pulled by animals, like the vehicle Santa Claus rides in.
Oh, a sleigh. Now those can be confusing.
Yes, I know they can be. So, are you coming with us or not?
If no dogs are required, yes. 今天的课文提到 dog sled, 那是狗拉的雪橇。要注意 dog sled 跟 sled 是两种完全不一样的东西。若是光讲 sled, 指的是小朋友在雪地上玩的一种小雪橇，而且必须要在一个斜坡上才能够玩 sled。另外还有 sleigh, S-L-E-I-G-H, sleigh 是有座位的大型雪橇，而且 sleigh 呢是要靠动物在前面拖行，就像圣诞老公公做的那种由驯鹿拖行的雪橇，那就是一个 sleigh。好，我们下次图书馆见。
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Well, today more and more people are spending their holidays in very cold places around the world. Not to go skiing or mountain climbing, but to look at wildlife.Some of the animals you might find on these cold climate safaris include snow leopards, marine birds, emperor penguins, and harp seals. Next, we'll be going to Canada to see if we can spot a giant polar bear. So let's find out more about that. We're still on page 21, but now we're on line 12.
Winter safaris. Polar bears abound on the tundra near Churchill, Manitoba, in early winter. Natural Habitat Adventures offers several polar bear encounters to let participants get close-up looks at the white bears. In America's first national park, Yellowstone Wolf Tracker takes adventurers on a winter wolf retreat. Participants learn about wolves, their habits,and the conservation efforts on their behalf. Trips into Lamar Valley to see wolves in action and snowshoe adventures complete the tour package. These expeditions and others like them give nature enthusiasts opportunities to view wildlife and help preserve the animals' habitats for future generations.
Welcome back. We are still in the Arctic on our winter safari, and we left off with the question, what could be more exhilarating or exciting than viewing the King of the Arctic? And we haven't quite told you who the King of the Arctic is yet. Maybe you're familiar with the King of the Jungle. When we talk about the King of the Jungle, we are talking about the lion. He is said to be the most powerful and strong animal in all the jungle. When it comes to cold weather, the king of the Arctic is the polar bear. And Chip, what does our text have to tell us about polar bears?
Well, it says that these polar bears abound on the tundra near Churchill, Manitoba. And they abound, which means they congregate in large, well, maybe not congregate, but there are many of them in Churchill, Manitoba in early winter. Now, the tundra is an environment, or actually it's a type of environment that you might find in the northern parts of the world or the southern parts of the world or high up in the mountains. It's a very cold environment, and it's an environment where there are no trees. So it's here where these polar bears abound.
And often in areas where it's a tundra, the ground is frozen below the surface permanently. That means all year around, if you took a shovel and tried to dig into the ground, it would be very, very hard because it is so cold and frozen. Now, Natural Habitat Adventure offers several polar bear encounters to let participants get close-up looks at the white bears. Of course, you would have to be very, very careful. If you're in the area with polar bears, I know I've seen some educational TV shows about polar bears. They're very big and can be very dangerous.
I know. This sounds definitely exhilarating, but actually a little, it sounds a little dangerous. I don't know how close up I would want to get to a polar bear. They can be pretty dangerous animals. So in America's first national park, here now we're moving to a different part of the world. In Yellowstone. So Yellowstone National Park is America's first national park. And here we find Yellowstone Wolf Tracker. This is another adventure company. And this company takes adventures on a winter wolf retreat. So now we're going from viewing polar bears, it sounds like, to viewing wolves.
So participants can go on this adventure to find or track the winter wolf. You'll notice that in its singular form, wolf is W-O-L-F. When we're talking about more than one, it changes to V-E-S, and we pronounce that wolves. So on this trip, you can go find these wolves, and you can learn about their habits and the conservation efforts on their behalf. Now, I really don't have any idea what a wolf habit would be. I'm not sure. I would have to learn that. But what are we talking about when we talk about conservation efforts?
Well, conservation is the protection of some kind of natural resource. So it could be the protection of an area, like a land or an environment, or it could be the protection of an animal species or several animal species. So here we're talking about the conservation of wolves, so the protection of this animal and its numbers.
And that word conservation comes from the verb conserve, and to conserve means to keep or to protect. So they are working on protecting these wolves, and people can go learn about their habits on this winter safari. So these trips into Lamar Valley to see the wolves in action, and again, we have snowshoe adventures here. They complete the tour package.
And these expeditions and others like them give nature enthusiasts, like myself, opportunities to view wildlife and help preserve the animals' habitats for future generations. So these are, this ecotourism is a really, it's a great concept. It helps people go and travel and kind of satisfy that hunger, for adventure. And it also teaches people about conservation efforts and probably encourages people to be active in environmental conservation.
I agree. It's a great idea. And I think most of the animals that we've talked about over the past 2 days are animals that we would consider endangered. There is a risk to their lives. If we're not careful, those animals will no longer exist someday. So these ecotourism trips are great. Now, Chip, I just have to ask really quickly, which one of these trips would you want to go on if you had to choose one?
Man, it would be a difficult choice. I would love to see the wolves, but I think even though it's dangerous, I think I would really, really love to see the polar bears. And so actually now we're going to give you a chance to watch a video about polar bears, and then we'll go to a skit, and then we'll be done for the day.
It's a great winter safari.
I can't believe we're here in the Arctic. It's freezing.
Of course it is. So did you enjoy the helicopter ride?
No, I'm too cold to enjoy anything.
Oh, you'll forget about the cold when you see the harp seals. They've migrated here. There are 2,500 of them.
Oh, so where are they?
Be patient. I'm sure they'll come. Meanwhile, do you want to go snowshoeing or how about dog sledding?
Do we have snowshoes or dog sleds?
No, I guess not. So let's just watch and wait.
Watch and wait for what?
The King of the Arctic! What could be more exhilarating than seeing a polar bear?
What could be more scary?
Hey... Speaking of scary, would you like to see wolves?
Wolves?
Yeah. After this, we can take a wolf tracker adventure.
Uh-oh. After this, I'm going home. I'm freezing.
Oh, stop complaining. These expeditions are a great opportunity to view wildlife.
But we haven't seen any wildlife. No seals, no bears, no wolves.
True. Well, maybe it's too cold for them to come out.
Yeah. Maybe they're at home watching the Nature Channel.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 migrate 这个动词。Migrate 是指迁徙或者是移居，例如 Canadian geese migrate to the south each winter， 加拿大雁每年冬季都会迁徙到南方，或者是 These whales migrate between the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean each season， 这种鲸鱼每一季都会在地中海以及大西洋之间迁徙，或者是 These tribes migrate to find food and water for their cattle，这些部落为了替牲畜寻找水草而迁徙。继续我们看的是 exhilarating 这个形容词，它原本是 exhilarate E-X-H-I-L-A-R-A-T-E 使高兴或者是使振奋这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指令人振奋的或者是令人开心的，例如 The exhilarating roller coaster ride is one of the most popular items in this amusement park，刺激的云霄飞车是这家游乐场最受欢迎的项目之一，或者是 An exhilarating walk by the sea really makes my day， 令人振奋的海边散步真的让我一整天都很开心。最后我们看的是 conservation 这个不可数的名词， conservation 是指保育或者对自然生态的保护，例如Much effort was put into water conservation in the area. 许多的努力都已经投入在这个区域的水资源保护。或者是 Wildlife conservation has become an important issue in recent years. 野生动物的保育在这几年已经成为重要的议题。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Winter Safaris. For another ice adventure, this time in the Arctic, Natural Habitat Adventures offers a trip to Canada's Magdalen Islands and the surrounding ice floes. Travelers fly in by helicopter to spend time among the 250,000 harpsils that have migrated from Greenland to bear their young. For centuries, harpsil babies have been hunted for their white pelts.But now, ecotourism is helping to protect the babies. Other activities on the trip include snowshoeing and dog sled trips. What could be more exhilarating than viewing the king of the Arctic in the wild? Polar bears abound on the tundra near Churchill, Manitoba, in early winter. Natural Habitat Adventures offers several polar bear encounters to let participants get close-up looks at the white bears.In America's first national park, Yellowstone Wolf Tracker takes adventurers on a winter wolf retreat. Participants learn about wolves, their habits, and the conservation efforts on their behalf. Trips into Lamar Valley to see wolves in action and snowshoe adventures complete the tour package. These expeditions and others like them give nature enthusiasts opportunities to view wildlife,and help preserve the animals' habitats for future generations.
Friends, as our lesson suggested, there are more and more people interested in seeing cold climate wildlife. And to meet that demand, more and more companies have started to offer guided winter safaris.There in your magazine, we've listed 4 or 5 different company web addresses for you to check out. So the next time you're looking for a vacation destination, postpone that trip to Disneyland and head to Antarctica instead. Friends, we'll see you all on Monday when we start a history lesson about a very courageous woman. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.